Actually, I guess I owe credit to one of the listeners here, according to Ivy. According to one of our listeners, they found Gone in 50 Years or Less, which I'm going to dig deeper into. But I wrote this article originally in 2014, maybe 2013. Long time. It could have been 12. Anyhow, it was 10 years ago, give or take. And some of the things that you will lose, and things that will be taken away from us, and things that won't be here anymore. And I'm pretty, you know, it's a long read. I'm kind of amazed at what is here and feel that I hit a lot of things quite right. Firearms and free speech, but a lot more than that. It goes a lot deeper than that. Anyhow, thank you to the folks listening, as you always help me out. By the way, we're looking for story ideas all the time as well. You guys used to be pretty good at sending me story ideas. We picked up a couple recently, and we're on it. But don't be shy. Go to SteveGruber.com. Send me a note. Send us, hey, do you realize this is going on here? That's going on there. Have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? We're always looking for tips. You can help me out. That way we can do a better program because, look, I can't be all places at all times. You know, not when I'm sitting here in my cave. I mean, Ivy does bring me food and water on occasion if I behave, which isn't all that often. To be fair, it's not that often. And anyhow, we're going to go to bite number three here because the Surgeon General of the United States says kids should not be allowed onto social media sites until they're maybe 18 years old. It's something I happen to think that he is exactly right about. Bite number three, listen to this.
It's very easy to get onto these platforms. And when I talk to teachers around the country, they tell me routinely that they have children under the age of 13 who are using these platforms. One thing that parents can do, but they have to do this together, is to make a decision that they're going to band together and not allow their kids to use social media until an older age. As Senator Murphy was saying, if your child is the only one who's not using social media, but everybody else in their school is, mm-hmm. it's a really tough position right. for your child to be in. But if parents can band together and say, you know, as a group, we are not going to allow our kids to use social media until 16 or 17 or 18 or whatever the ages they choose, that's a much more, effective strategy of making sure your kids don't get exposed to harm early.
Yeah, if parents band together and say, you know what, we've told the boy. The boy has been told you won't have social media. You won't have it at all. Well, what do you mean? I mean, you won't have it. You'll have a flip phone. And he looks at us with a, slack jaw. Well, that's the way it is. Screen time and controlling screen time is the mistake that we made earlier. Once you make that mistake once, you don't make it twice. And I do believe that we had, and that's not just me, that's a whole generation of us, letting kids have too much screen time, dangerous to the kids, to the future of this country. Yeah. Anyhow, allowing dumb people to have power, also a dangerous thing. I want to jump to bite number five. I want to share with you the genius of Kamala Harris on display again. Kamala Harris. On display again, she is a genius. It's always like the kid who shows up to class and tries to BS her way through because she didn't do any homework. Bite five with Kamala Harris. Bite five. Go.
When we talk about our small businesses, it not only is it intergenerational, but also we've got entrepreneurs in their teens and 20s to families who have been doing this for generations and, our seniors. And so it's really, that's also what's also exciting about our small businesses and who they are, because it spans the generations in addition to being intergenerational. But let's talk about...
It's the same thing, Kamala. Intergenerational means spanning generations or occurring between generations. Or across generations. That's what intergenerational, in addition to being intergenerational, it spans across generations. Golly. How did we ever let that happen? By the way, Kat Kamick is coming up. member of Congress from Florida, one of my favorites. She's coming up here. Yeah. Healthy Cell, it's time to upgrade your vitamins. Don't ever forget, Healthy Cell is a microgel formula made in America. And no more struggling to swallow giant vitamin pills, horse pills. Not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs 165% of the vitamin pills. Tastes great. Check out all the American-made vitamin blends. And which one's best for you? There could be a few. I use a couple of different ones. I use the Immune Boost, and I use the REM Sleep, which just knocks me right out. HealthyCell.com helps me sleep right to, I'm not kidding you, right to the alarm. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber, save 20% on your first order at HealthyCell.com. HealthyCell.com. You'll be glad you did it. Like I said, just around the corner in a moment, Kat Kamick will be here. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.